if you're ever rich and you want your kid to have a Harry Potter life, then, you know, go to Potter.
Send us some money. We'll hook him up. I look like Hagrid. Kyle looks like Hagrid. We'll just double team the Hagrid on him. That's
we'll fine. We'll just be like Muppet Man Hagrid and switch back and forth.
You can roll with this, or you can roll with that.
Or you can roll with us at Sitsock.
At Sitsock, everybody.
You can roll with us, actually. We have one seat left.
Your chips are in.
My chips are in it, but they could probably go somewhere else, I guess.
I mean, let's not. But that. You guys can sit in the back.
Yeah. Did I? Yeah.
And sitting in the back is an Amy in the back.
That was a little redundant, I think.
I think that you need to shut the balls up.
My balls are shut, though.
Oh, right, folks. Okay. As I do most Fridays, I don't work, and I spend time coming up with segments.
Kyle, you're being very unfair to yourself. You never work, Friday or otherwise.
Shh. Don't make me touch your lips with my fingers.
I wouldn't.
I'm not afraid of what they'll be on your lips. You should be afraid of what's on my fingers.
That's why I wouldn't.
All right, I don't understand. I try.
Opposite, you're on fire.
Why are you turning it off?
I'm gonna turn the middle ones off.
So you're the edge ones are the worst
and
kind of human.
Have that just pointing here, and then we won't have any.
Okay.
Noise. Suffer for your art, Kyle.
Suffer for your art. All right. I was gonna do. I actually took the time to come up with some eventing stuff to talk about. So when I look at the word
Nope.
When I look at the thing eventing, I think of current eventing, right? Mm-hmm. I think of like a few things. Like, it's currently what's happening, like, you get a current event, right? Mm-hmm. It's currently what's angering Kendrick, so he's venting. Mm-hmm. Or it's currently what's angering us about the E-world. So, like, the internet.
Or E, for internet.
Electronics, or whatever. But this is none of those things, or all of those things. You decide.
You're talking about the Vulgate of St. Jerome again?
The Vulgate of St. Jerome?
Never mind. Carry on.
Can you please explain your jokes?
No.
Okay. So, the first thing on current eventing, and this isn't, well, that's kind of the irony. You'll figure it out later. Today, Eminem released a single from the new Venom movie.
Aren't you supposed to serve those in a bag? One Eminem would be.
I get it. I see what you're saying.
Chocolate.
I wish I had a Venom Eminem for you to eat right now.
I wouldn't. It'd probably not taste very good.
Yeah, you're right. But he released a new rap song that's like the lead single for the Venom movie that's coming out.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. He hasn't released a thing in a while. And when was the last time you heard like a hardcore rap artist release like a single that was like the named track on an album?
I don't have any idea about that world.
The reason I'm bringing it up is because you are one of the people who liked Rap God, but is it just because it isn't Rick and Morty?
No, I like Rap God, but I found out about Rap God like 5 years after Rap God came out, and then I was like, this is cool.
Yeah. He has this really cool segment in the middle of the song that I'm going to send you to post in the middle of the song, and it's like, he's like, you're going to get something when you bit my Venom, and then he like has a chorus, and it's like, the whole chorus is like ums and ms at the end of it, and it kind of sounds cool. It's like a really interesting sound, but, and suffice to say, that excites me a little bit, but I'm also kind of excited for this Venom movie. Like, have anybody in the car seen any of these previews or anything like that? I know you don't watch previews, but Kendrick. But Amy, have you, or Kendrick, how do you feel?
I have no idea what's going on.
Okay.
Yes, I have seen a preview. And it looks cool.
I thought it was a joke.
You thought it was a joke?
I didn't think they were actually making a Venom movie.
Yeah, for a while I thought it was too. One of the scenes he says in the thing, in the trailer, the newest trailer, is kind of a weird line where he's, because it sounds like it's James Earl Jones' voice doing the Venom sound, the Venom
voice.
Voice, yeah. And he says this line to this dude when this dude's threatening him, and it's this crazy line where he's like, "You'll be this armless, legless, faceless thing. You won't rolling down the street like a turd in the wind." And he says that as Venom, and in the most earnest and honest and completely serious way possible.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really weird to watch. So if at the very least the Venom movie looks good for, like, its kind of weirdness that they're kind of injecting into it.
Who's doing it?
Tom Hardy is Venom.
Okay.
Bane?
Yeah, I know.
Bane?
I know who Tom
That's Hardy. My name.
And who's making the movie? Who else?
Sony? I don't know who. I mean, what do you mean, who else?
It's Sony, and, like, director, writer?
I don't know,
is
actually.
Is Spider-Man in it at all?
I don't know. That's, like, kind of the fun part. Okay. It's supposed to be, like, a standalone kind of movie. About Venom. And that's kind of where people are like, it's going to suck, or it could be interesting. I guess, but I don't think anybody's like, it's going to be great.
I don't know anything about Venom except as an antagonist to Spider-Man.
Venom is actually, he is that at the very beginning of almost all Spider-Man arcs, but he goes on to become, like, a hero even at some points, like an anti-hero to hero.
Really?
At some point, Venom bonds with Flash Thompson, who became a war hero after high school. Flash Thompson is the main Spider-Man antagonist when he's in high school. He's like a bully or something.
Oh.
Football guy. But Flash Thompson, loses his legs in the war, and he comes back and he's like a paraplegic, and the Venom symbiote bonds to him and he becomes a hero. And then he goes into space and hangs out with Guardians of the Galaxy for a while. And then comes back to Earth.
I can never tell if you're making this up or not.
And comes back to Earth and becomes anti-Venom, which is like it's a symbiote that was made to kill other symbiotes. What?
That's just an anti-venom.
An anti-venom? And it's a great anecdote, is what it is.
I mean, no.
All right, I have another thing in Eventing. There's about four things we're going to cover today. Each one kind of covers a different aspect of the things we like. So that one was kind of a music and movies comics thing. This one...
I mean, it was music, comma, movies and comics.
I think just entertainment.
Music, movie, comics.
Music was one thing, and then movie comics was the other thing.
I just thought it was like, kind of cool they got Eminem in the Marvel Universe now, so now he's officially a character.
Okay.
I'm just
kidding.
Okay, so...
Heard it here, folks. Eminem is the antagonist.
This one's a little more serious, and it has to do with something that I want to hear opinions about in the car. It has to do with the shooting that happened in Chicago around the Madden tournament and Chicago Pizza Parlor. Did you not hear about that? Are you serious?
I heard about the Jacksonville one. I didn't hear about the Chicago one.
I thought it was in Chicago. One sec.
Was there another one?
Oh, no, you're right. I'm sorry. The place was called Chicago Pizza Zone, and that's why I got confused. Okay. And I was like, Chicago? Like, I thought it was in another place, and then I read this article, and it was confusing. Sorry. It's in Jacksonville. Sorry. And there's... Shut up. I like to see you research this stuff, Amy.
I was working.
Yeah, right. So... One of the victims is actually suing EA.
What?
Yeah, so his name is Jacob Mitch, right? And then be in the rightmost lane. Jacob Mitch is a guy who's suing EA and the venue for like negligence and lack of a safe environment and all this stuff, right? I can understand how he might go after the venue, right? And this guy got he's a survivor. Mitch took a shot twice.
Is seeking school zone speed.
Is seeking damages from 8 different defendants, including EA. And that's why I got confused, because it's called Chicago Pizza Parlor.
Aha.
As in, they failed to provide a safe and secure environment for the participants, among other complaints. So, this guy is suing the venue and EA for damages and shit, right? How liable is EA, A? Get it?
Well,
that's the first thing. And B, how... Did they over-implicate themselves by apologizing and starting to give money to people? Because they, like, a few days ago, they came out with a statement that said they were going to support the families of those who had lost people in the shooting, right? And so, did they over-implicate themselves and then thus get themselves into the scenario of being liable?
I don't think
that
over-implicates yourself.
Okay, so you don't. Amy, what do you feel like?
Was it their event, or were they just playing an EA game?
So he said, the lawyer that's talking for Mitch said he trusted the event host and organizers and believed that he was walking into a safe place. That trust was shattered when shots rang out, blah, blah, blah. So I assume that EA, and I heard this from someone else at some point, had to sanction the event because it's like a Madden tournament.
Well, sanctioning isn't hosting.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if...
Welcome to the conversation that's going to be that
trial. Is that
trial.
The same guy?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's so... So I'm not really sure how liable EA is,
well,
and I couldn't really find anything.
You're going to see a fucking pissing match about whether sanctioning is the same as hosting, and it's going to be a huge waste of everybody's time, and it's either going to set horrible precedent for stupid liability nightmares.
Well, like, if EA, the company, rented the place and set up the event and sent out the marketing and all that shit, then maybe, but, like...
Yeah. But just playing the
host,
game...
Fantasy Flight tournaments, but those aren't like Fantasy Flight specific tournaments, are they?
We do report back to Fantasy Flight the results, and they provide us with the materials for the events.
But they don't plan and host it.
No, we buy the stuff from them and then we host the events.
Yeah, so like it's Fantasy Flight adjacent, but it's not Fantasy Flight specific.
And that's what I think is the most confusing part about this, is, like, I have yet to figure out if EA actually... EA is, like, supporting the victims and giving $1 million, and it was some kind of qualifier tournament, I think, maybe, is why people are getting all bent out of shape about it, because, like, I think it may have been an actual EA event, but how liable is EA for this?
What reason would they have to provide an additional level of security beyond what they had? That's the reason, that's what's going to happen in court.
Yeah, and so...
Was there a threat? That car does not sound healthy. was there, like, a known threat? Because, I mean...
I think once you start getting into bigger events, like, more conventions or whatever, people just start to expect more security.
How many people were at this?
I don't recall off the top of my head. The lawsuit that Mitch's attorney is going for, so they're trying to go after the Jackson Landing place really hard, too. They said that it's a hub of dangerous and violent activity, too often, citing stabbings and shooting incidents that have happened at the mall over the past few years.
But
the suit also details Mitchell's harrowing experience, blah, blah, blah. The last thing a plaintiff recalls in the ordeal is he thought he was going to die, so...
But the guy, the shooter, was a competitor in the tournament, and he was from another state. He was from Baltimore or something?
Mm-hmm.
Not Baltimore. New York. Wasn't he from New York or something?
I can't recall.
But he was from somewhere with fairly strict gun laws, actually. It's an odd thing. And he traveled to this...
Don't push your agenda into this.
Well, that's part of why you're not hearing as much anymore is... Yeah.
I'm just messing with you.
I thought I read that he was a competitor and that he, like, snapped.
I recall him being a competitor.
The other part to remember is it was hosted at a pizza place. How big could this event have been? Like, how big is that? Is the Chicago pizza place a 4,000 person stadium, or is it the back, like, section of a pizza place?
I don't know.
Because that's the thing. It sounds to me like there might have only been 16 competitors or something.
Yeah, and it's not like you need security for
Are you
going to
retrofit
small.
Metal detectors into... And if you do, what's that going to actually stop the guy who wants to come and shoot up the place? Like,
I agree.
Do you hire armed guards? That seems a little excessive.
I think it's okay to... I mean, it sucks for the venue, but I think I can see an avenue for successful litigation against the venue. Because that's the same reason that you can sue someone for walking on their sidewalk and slipping and falling if they didn't assault it or whatever, right?
Sure.
Regardless of where you're at.
I can see a suit, but I don't know that I can see it being successful because they're going to have to show that they had a reason.
I cannot understand a suit against EA.
Oh, absolutely
much
not.
This.
That's completely unreasonable.
I don't know about you. I mean, again, so where are you at here? Do you think EA should be it, the venue, or both, or neither?
I'm leaning towards neither. I think the venue will probably...
Okay.
Successful.
Now, what I would imagine will happen if EA decides to not beat dicks is they'll win the lawsuit.
They'll settle. Maybe they'll settle.
And they'll settle, which is what most people try to do anyway to make it go away. Or they'll fight it, win it, and maybe pay for the damage, pay for whatever the facility gets busted on.
Oh, okay. So I'm reading another article I linked here, too, that says... After the fire marshals, they said that they failed to provide the basis that EA and the venue failed to provide a safe and secure environment, and the fire marshals cited a failure to submit building plans that included game bar as well as 3 fire code violations, including block exits, using stairs strip plugs as permanent wiring, and using extension cords as a substitute for permanent wiring. So at least the blocked exits thing, I guess, I could see some successful things.
Yeah, if they had blocked emergency exits, then they're gonna get dinged for. That.
But then the guy's
but,
saying
like,
that
the
fire codes violation would have, like, the tragedy would not have occurred if the pizzeria would have followed the rules. And it's like,
that
maybe it does.
It's a stretch. Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Maybe that guy would have had a different level of involvement.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's interesting. So I guess we'll see where that goes. We'll talk about that again at some point. It'll probably be over by the time this comes out, but
it's already mostly blown over.
So the next thing is a little bit more of a positive thing. It has to do
Kyle
with...
Kyle did a thumbs up there.
And it pointed up, too. It was a kind of combo move. There's a...
Oh!
Pottery Barn has done an entire... set of stuff where you can turn your entire bedroom into a Harry Potter dorm room. So, like, they have bedposts and bed frames and, like, mirrors and all this stuff so you can, like, turn your room into a Harry Potter bedroom. I thought that was really cool.
That is pretty neat.
What do you think about that, Amy?
I think I'd like elements of it, but I don't know that I'd want a full Harry Potter bedroom.
You don't want, like,
you don't want to live in a Harry Potter dorm?
No. Well, like, I don't like the...
kind of, like, English...
castle kind of decor.
They have, like, cool bean bags.
The four-poster things I feel like I would just hurt myself on somehow.
They have really fluffy robes. They have, like, jewelry pouches and train cases, which are, like, I assume... you know, things. They have cool wall decor.
They are indeed things.
The important thing I thought was that they have hard-sided luggage, so you can get Harry Potter house-themed luggage.
That's nice.
That would be kind of interesting to take to an airport, I guess. They have cool Harry Potter water bottles. They have stockings. But all this stuff is the stuff that's not the bedroom, so I don't know if we're really talking about the thing that's, like, actually interesting.
What,
so,
what else, I mean, what all is the element of a dorm room for Hogwarts? Four-poster beds.
Yeah, they have various
colored
beds.
Sheets.
Dressers.
Yeah, those dressers would be fucking expensive, though, yeah?
Well, yeah, plus it's Great Barrel.
It's Pottery Barn.
Oh, sorry.
But, yeah, it's...
yeah, poor man's Crate and Barrel.
The dresser is, in fact, $15,000. $1,500, sorry.
What?
$1,500. The bed...
for a dresser that's not that...
These are the two beds.
I'm not buying it.
Okay, there you go.
You go to America.
Oh, wow.
They are anywhere between 2,000
factory seconds,
or 1,000 and 3,000, or $2,200. Sorry.
Ooh, that bed's pretty cute.
That Hedwig bedside table is $350.
Yep.
The Hedwig bedside table is more than one of the bean bags is, which is, I mean, if it's a big enough bean bag to fit me, it's gonna have to be like at least three or four times the size of.
Are these targeted at adults?
I don't. Yes, I think so. But that's their second run of stuff. Like, so they've done a first run, and the first run is, like, elaborately arched mirrors and shit. Like, it's crazy.
Interesting.
So, they had in their first run, I'm sorry, it's
that
taking...
that must be for adults.
It has to be. There's or adults furnishing a child bedroom. I mean...
What size are the mattresses on the beds? That's usually the indicator.
Oh, I'm not on that page anymore.
God damn it.
There's backpacks that cost $80. There's trunks with rubbed brass vinyl for $400. That's a thing. But yeah, it's Pottery Barn Teen is what that's the site it's on.
Oh,
Pottery Barn Teen. Sorry.
Jesus. Okay.
There's this elaborate.
So it is targeted at teenagers.
Yeah.
Who has that kind of money for teenagers?
People who are rich, I assume.
Fuck them.
But you know, if you're ever rich and you want your kid to have a Harry Potter life, then you know. Go to Pottery
Barn.
Send us
some money. We'll hook them up. I look like Hagrid. Cal looks like Hagrid. We'll just double team the Hagrid on him. That's
we'll
fine.
Just be of like Muppet Man Hagrid and switch back and forth. The next news we have is on technology. So we got some technology stuff. The technology news we have today is that the Google Pixel 3 and the Pixel XL are at the FCC doing whatever their FCC checks are.
Woo.
That's kind of cool.
Woo.
They've filed for the FCC patents or whatever. Blah blah blah. I'm trying to see. I didn't read this one. Oopsies. My bad. I just thought you guys might be excited about it.
I have a Pixel 2. Amy has a Pixel 1.
And then I can buy a Pixel 3 and be better than you guys.
It's true.
Oh, that's my plan.
Oh. Well, I might get a Pixel 3
anyway.
You
can both be better than me.
I thought you really wanted the new Note.
I do really want the new Note.
Could have gone there.
So
I'm always sketchy about punching it in front of cops, though.
It's leaked. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
No, he's right over there, right in view.
It's not very, there's not a lot known about it right now. That everyone's just really excited that it's,
and it's,
you know,
a bit blind on that side, so if somebody were to, like, take a right turn or something.
It'd be, he's right there for the accident, though, right?
Yeah.
All right, the last thing I have today on eventing is there's this new push at one of the recent conventions that came out. No, because it's yellow and you're going to run around and this cop's going to be there. And
he's right there.
We were just talking about the cop.
But
you're like,
in the
you're like, I don't want her to get in an accident in front of a cop, but I'll totally run a red light in front of a cop.
He's not paying attention to that.
Okay.
He's not looking. He's gonna, but it, you know, you collide with somebody, he's going
to
notice.
He's about to U-turn, and we're going to hear a whoop, whoop, whoop.
No, he wasn't paying attention at all.
No, he was not looking
he
at
was
all.
He was, like, dicking around, and he's like, I'm going to willfully ignore
There's
this
no
dude.
There's way that he's going to notice that I ran a red, kind of, but he will notice
no,
if
it
he
was
hears
red.
The crash and
like,
smell.
You're good. You're good. We'll confirm. Confirm or
so, there's no way he's going to notice that. He's going to notice when he hears the collision. And he's like, I can't ignore that.
All right. So, the last thing we have is there's apparently Alexa routers now. So, you know how you have, like, Echoes to extend Alexa around your house?
Sure.
You can get an Alexa base unit and have, like, little Alexa-type router, mesh router systems around your house now.
Neat.
And there are these things called, basically, they're these, like, they look like that. There's two companies doing them.
Yeah.
There is Huawei. I don't remember how to say that name.
Huawei.
And then there's Netgear. And the speeds look pretty good. You actually get full access to Alexa. And you can, you know, dot the routers around your house. And they only cost, like, $300 or $400. And you can set that shit up.
How much does an Alexa cost?
I don't know. I don't have one.
$100.
Amy does.
No, $200. I don't know. Mine was a hand-me-down.
So you could just get an Alexa and a router.
Sure. But you could buy them together. And there's some benefit here that I'm trying to figure out. They have a really good sound system. That's all.
Good for them.
Buy Alexa routers.
Okay. I got the Google Home, so.
I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. Is that a router?
It's the Google Alexa.
Why does that have to do with this? I don't understand.
Google Alexa.
So it doesn't have a router.
This one does not.
Okay, so why are you talking about it?
It would
throw it in the trash. Throw it in the trash and get a router that has Alexa on it.
No, I don't want to pay the money for that.
You're not going to do that.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
All right, well, that was eventing. There's some stuff there. Kendrick had opinions. Amy had opinions.
Surprising lack of them. You picked things I didn't care much about.
Yeah, I tried my best, and you just didn't give a shit.
That's your best. Your best won't do.
Yeah, I know. But I'm the only one that tries here, so, you know, nothing's going to get better.
Oh, my God. How he tries. All
right. Well, thanks for listening. And like, comment, subscribe. And see you later.
In this institution.